The Lord be with you. At Holden Village, it has become our pattern once a week to gather together in prayer around the cross. Tonight's worship is a simple service of intercessory prayer. The room will be dark, inviting silence and stillness as we immerse ourselves in scripture, song, and prayer. The music during our prayer is simple and quickly learned. Our singing is a way of breathing our prayer to God.
During this time of prayer, we offer ourselves, our bodies, and our souls on behalf of that for which we pray. Our bodies express to God the concerns of our hearts. We pray for ourselves and for others, for broken relationships, and for our broken world. And when we do not know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words.
Jesus Christ. Night will soon fall. Then stay with us, O Lord Jesus Christ, light in our darkness.
A reading from Paul's letter to the church at Rome. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But that very Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
How often we are without words. The need and longing in our lives is deep, but we do not know how to express ourselves to one another, much less to God. Sometimes we are afraid about not getting it right when we pray. So tonight we offer our whole selves as a prayer, our breathing and our singing and our sighing. Then we cling to the promise that the Spirit of the living Christ hears those prayers and is present within us, among us.
It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is the right hand of God, who intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?
What about shame and guilt, doubt or despair, a deep sense of unworthiness or abandonment? What about a past that haunts and continues to harm us? Or our fears about the future that hinder us from moving with joy into the morrow? What about wealth that encumbers, or anger that enslaves, humiliating failure or intoxicating success?
No, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. For I am convinced that neither life that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
What freedom this gives in prayer. Confident that we will not be separated from God, we may pray boldly and persistently, like the widow knocking on the judge's door, or silently, wordlessly, with the Spirit of Christ praying within us and pleading for us, even when we have no prayer ourselves.
Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest."
Come, you who are burdened with anxieties or regrets, you who are weary in body or spirit, you who are torn by relationships and by doubt.
Come, you who feel deeply the divisions and injustices of our world, you who ache for the earth and its suffering.
Come. For Jesus invites us to bring our longings and our brokenness, and promises to send us the Holy Spirit.
When the singing begins, you are invited to come to the cross to pray. Kneel or sit. Light a candle as a sign of your prayer, a single flame casting light into the darkness. If you would like others to gather around you in prayer with the laying on of hands, come to one of the bowls. If you would prefer to pray alone, please come to one of the boxes. All are invited to sing and support each other in prayer. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, receive our prayers and petitions, just as Jesus received the cries of the needy, and fill us with your Spirit, that joined to you in love and hope, we might be your joy-filled servants in the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may remain in silence for prayer. When you leave, please leave quietly. Go this night in the peace of Christ.
Amen. Amen.